Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Hapae Kaiwa Podcast with Jun Senesak, episode 419. Hey, what's going on, everyone? Jun here with Hapae Kaiwa. When you think of good communication skills, what characteristics come to mind? Today, I'm going to share a few tips about effective communication I discussed with my students in HAPA school last session. Whether in your personal or professional life, effective communication is key in every aspect of life and leads to healthy relationships and success. Let me share with you some of the most important lessons I've learned about how to be an effective communicator. 皆さんはいいコミュニケーション能力といえば、どんな特徴が思い浮かびますか？今日は前回ハパスクールの生徒さんたちと共有した効果的なコミュニケーションについてのヒントをいくつかご紹介します。プライベートでも仕事でもコミュニケーションは人生のあらゆる場面で重要となり、健全な人間関係や成功へと導いてくれます。いいコミュニケーターになるために私が学んだ最も重要な教訓をいくつか紹介しましょう。First and foremost, I believe the most important aspect of being a good communicatoris being a good listener. The author of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen R. Covey, once said, "Most people do not listen with the intent to understand. They listen with the intent to reply." I'm guilty of doing this too, and I think we all have tendency to spend more time thinking about our reply than actively listening to what others have to say. We need to give our full attention to the speaker and be active listeners.Listen carefully first, and once they are finished sharing what's on their mind, you can start thinking about your response.
まず、私はいいコミュニケーターであるために最も重要なことは、いい聞き手であることだと考えています。
Seven Habits of Highly Effective People の著者であるスティーブン・アル・コビー氏は、かつて次のように述べています。
ほとんどの人は、理解しようと思って聞いているのではなく、返事をしようと思って聞いているのだ、と。
私もそうですが、私たちは相手の話を積極的に聞くよりも、自分の返答を考えることに多くの時間を費やしてしまう傾向があるように思います。
私たちは話し手に集中し、積極的な聞き手となる必要があるのです。
まずはじっくりと話を聞き、相手が自分の考えを話し終えたら、自分の返答を考えましょう。
The second tip is to talk with people, not at people. When you talk at someone,The conversation becomes one-sided. It is a behavior that assumes you have all of the answers and are not willing to listen to others. It makes you sound like you are lecturing someone and can make you sound arrogant. When you talk at someone, you are forcing them to react instead of interact.
二つ目のヒントは、人に向かって話すのではなく、人と話すということです。人に向かって話すと、会話は一方的になってしまいます。これは自分が全ての答えを持っていると思い込んでいる行動で、他人の話に耳を傾けようとしていません。誰かに説教しているように聞こえ、傲慢に聞こえることもあります。あなたが誰かに向かって話すとき、あなたは相手に対話ではなく反応を強いているのです。
When you talk with people, you're open-minded, curious, and interested in other people's experiences and perspectives.I believe it's essential to enter every conversation with an open mind and be ready to learn and take in new perspectives. After all, a conversation is based on interaction, not reaction, and it only works when people can go back and forth exchanging ideas. So I always try to keep in mind to talk with people, not at them.
人と話をするときは、心を開き、好奇心を持ち、他の人の経験や考え方に興味を持つことが大切です。私はどんな会話にもオープンマインドで臨み、 新しい視点を学び、取り入れる準備が不可欠だと考えています。つまり、会話は反応ではなく相互作用によって成り立つものであり、人々が意見を交換し合うことで初めて成立するものだと考えています。そのため、相手に向かって話すのではなく、相手と一緒に話すことを常に心がけるようにしています。
It may seem counterintuitive, but the key to being a good communicator starts with being a good listener. And I know that when you are learning English as a second language, you tend to focus on how much you can speak or how clearly you can articulate your thoughts. Those qualities are important, but just because someone speaks a lot, it doesn't necessarily mean they are a good communicator. If you listen to the other person carefully, you respond appropriately, and ask the right questions. Listen first, then speak.
直感に反するかもしれませんが、いいコミュニケーターになるための鍵は、いい聞き手になることから始まります。第二言語として英語を学んでいると、どれだけ話せるか、どれだけ明確に自分の考えを表現できるかに偏りがちです。それらの資質は重要ですが、よく喋るからといって、必ずしもコミュニケーション能力が高いとは限りません。相手の話をよく聞けば、適切な返答ができ、適切な質問をすることができます。まず聞いて、それから話すことに焦点を当てることです。
Alright, let's get into today's topic. What is the worst advice you've ever received? In today's conversation, Lizzie and Elena talk about bad advice they were given in the past. Lizzie shares a story about a piece of advice her middle school classmate gave her about makeup that negatively impacted her for many years. Let's listen to their conversation and find out what that advice was.
さあ、今日の課題に入りましょう。皆さんが今まで受けた最悪のアドバイスは何ですか？今日の会話では、リジーとエレーナが過去に受けた悪いアドバイスについて話します。リジーは中学時代の同級生から受けた化粧に関するアドバイスが長年にわたって自分に悪影響を及ぼしたというエピソードを話します。二人の会話を聞いてそのアドバイスが何だったか考えましょう。
Are you guys ready? Let's get started. Questions of the day.
今日の質問。
Number one.What comment did Lizzie's peer in school make that bothered Lizzie for many years?
リジーが同級生に言われてずっと心に引っかかっていた一言とは何ですか
?Number 2. What compliment did Elena give Lizzie in this episode?
今回のエピソードでエレーナはどんなことを言ってリジーを褒めましたか
?Number 3.What color eyeshadow does Elena apply during the month of October?
10月になるとエレーナは何色のアイシャドウを使いますか?
Live conversation.
So, what is the worst advice you've ever received?
I was thinking back to middle school, and this wasn't advice exactly, but there was like a girl in my class who was not really my friend, but we were kind of almost friends. And she was like, Lizzie, you would look so cute if you wore makeup. And I was very sensitive at that time. So
as we all are.
How could you say such a thing to me? I really took it personally. I still have not learned how to wear makeup.
Me neither.
And I got away with it. Nobody said anything. And it kind of took me a while to get over that comment. Like, it took me years to think, like, you know, I don't need to wear makeup. And I can enjoy looking at my face and not think that I would look better if I knew how to do makeup. So... Yes.Yeah, I think she meant it in a positive way, like you would look even cuter or something.
Yes, but her wording was not good.
Yes.
Well, I hope you don't mind me saying, I think you have lovely skin.
Oh, thank you. I remembered to put on lotion the other day.
Oh, well, it is working. Either way, you look absolutely lovely and you do not need to wear makeup, but I don't think anyone does.
You know, I agree. I really like the natural look. Yeah.
Yes. It's better for your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And even when I break out sometimes, it's just like, I don't care. It's like, yeah. I'm nearly 30. I don't care at this point.
Right. And yeah, it's for me, it's like, I totally get that people want to, like, you know, it's like fashion. You put on cute clothes. You want to look nice. Yes. You can play around with different colors and stuff. You can hide things. That doesn't bother me for other people, but I don't feel like anyone should have to. Nobody should be pressured into it.
I agree 100%. Yes. Because, you know, sometimes I do like to doll up if I go on a date, or just mm-hmm. sometimes I just want to put on a little eyeliner or mascara. Yeah. Or during the month of October, I like to wear bright orange eyeshadow the entire month. It's like, fight me.
Do
I
don't you?
I like doing it. I do.
That's great. That's so festive.
I love that holiday.
Let's go over the answers. 今日の質問に答えていきましょう。Number one. What comment did Lizzie's peer in school make that bothered Lizzie for many years?
リジが同級生に言われてずっと心に引っかかっていた一言とは何ですか?
Her peer in school told her she would look cute if she put on makeup.
リジは学校で同級生から化粧したら可愛くなるよと言われたことがずっと気になっていました。
Number two. What compliment did Elena give Lizzie in this episode?
今回のエピソードでエレーナはどんなことを言ってリジを褒めましたか?
She complimented Lizzie on her skin.
彼女はリジの肌がすごく綺麗だと褒めました。
Number three.What color eyeshadow does Elena apply during the month of October?
10月になるとエレーナは何色のアイシャドウを使いますか?
Elena applies orange eyeshadow in October.
エレーナは10月はオレンジのアイシャドウをつけます。
Summary.
会話の要約。
Elena and Lizzie discuss bad advice they were given in the past.Lizzie recounts a story in which a peer of hers in school growing up gave her a piece of advice that had a negative impact on her for many years.
エレーナとリジーは過去のひどいアドバイスについて話します。リジーは子供の時に同級生から言われた何気ないアドバイスが彼女にとってずっと心に引っかかってしまったことについて話します。
This peer of Lizzie's told her that she will look cute if she put on makeup.At the time, Lizzie took the comment very personally, and it took her many years to overcome the impact of it, and realize she didn't need makeup to feel good about how she looked.
その同級生がリジーに言った一言は、化粧したら可愛くなるよというものでした。その時、リジーはこのアドバイスを重く受け止め、深く傷つき、そのまんまの自分の見た目を受け入れるまで何年もかかってしまいました。
After hearing that story, Elena complimented Lizzie on her skin. Lizzie thanked her and said she always preferred seeing people as they naturally are without any makeup.
その話を聞いたエレーナは、リジーの肌のことを褒めます。リジーはエレーナにお礼を言い、自分自身も他人のナチュラルな姿を見るのが好きだと言いました。
Still, Elena enjoys putting on makeup from time to time for special occasions.She likes putting on makeup when going out on dates, and in particular, she enjoys putting on festive makeup, such as orange eyeshadow for the month of October.
ですが、エレーナは時に特別な日などは化粧をするのが好きだと話します。彼女はデートに出かける時にメイクをするのが好きで、特に10月はオレンジ色のアイシャドウをつけて華やかなメイクを楽しんでいるそうです。
Phrases of the day.
今日のフレーズ
Number one Think back to
何々を振り返る
Think back to
は何々を振り返るを意味する表現で過去の体験や出来事について思い返すときに使われます昔の思い出を振り返ったり記憶を呼び起こそうとしたりする状況で使われ例えば高校時代を振り返ると何々は
When I think back to my high school days
初めて LA に来た時のことを思い出してくださいは
Think back to the day when you first arrived in LA という具合に言います。
日常会話では Think back to の代わりに Think back on とも言います。例文
When I think back to my childhood, I was a very shy kid.
子供の頃を振り返ると、私はとても内気な子供でした。
Try to think back to the time when you gave your first presentation.
初めてプレゼンをした時のことを思い出してみてください。
The other day, I was thinking back to the trip we took to Europe.
先日、ヨーロッパに行った時のことを思い出していました。
Number two, get away with.
何々が許される。何とかなる。
get away with は本来、何々が許されるや何々で済むを意味する日常表現です。
特に何か悪いことをしたのに逃げ切ることができたり、何の罰も受けずに済んだりする意味合いが込められ、例えば、学校のクラスメートがカンニングをしてバレずに済んだ場合、
He got away with cheating と言います。
その他、状況に応じて、なんとかなるや大丈夫を意味することもあります。例えば今日の会話でリジーは、
I still have not learned how to wear makeup, and I got away with it と言っていますが、
ここでは、未だに化粧の仕方を覚えていないけど、なんとかなったよを意味します。
例文。When I lived in the US, I got away with my broken English.
アメリカに住んでいた頃は、片言の英語でなんとかなりました。
You don't need a car in Tokyo. You can get away with a bicycle.
東京では車は必要ありません。自転車があれば大丈夫です。
When I was a kid, my younger sister used to get away with everything.
私が子供の頃、妹は何をやっても許されていた。
Number three, break out.
ニキビが大量にできる。
break out は状況に応じて様々な意味になる表現ですが、今日の会話ではニキビが大量にできてしまうことを意味します。break out は本来何かが急に起こったり発生することを意味することから、急に大量のニキビができる様子を I'm breaking out と言います。ここではニキビを意味するpimples や acne を使う必要はなく、文脈からニキビであることが理解できます。
例文。
A few hours after I used this lotion, I started breaking out.
このローションを使った数時間後に大量にニキビができ始めました。
I've been under a lot of stress lately, and I started breaking out.
最近ストレスが溜まっていて大量にニキビができ始めました。
I think you're breaking out because of a lack of sleep.
寝不足で大量にニキビができているんだと思うよ。
Number four. Doll up.
おめかしする。
Doll up はおしゃれしたり化粧したりすることを意味する日常表現です。
Doll は本来人形を意味することから、人形のように着飾ることだと覚えるとわかりやすいでしょう。一般的に女性が使う表現で、デートやディナー、パーティーやイベントのためにおしゃれするような状況で使われます。私はおめかししていますは、
I'm getting dolled up と言い、get dolled up の組み合わせでよく使われます。
例文。
She's getting dolled up for the party.
彼女はパーティーのためにおめかしをしています。
My wife is getting dolled up for the event tonight.
妻は今夜のイベントのためにおめかししています。
Every now and then, it's fun to doll up and go to a fancy restaurant.
たまにはおしゃれして高級レストランに行くのも楽しいです。
Number five. Festive.
華やかな。
Festive は華やかなやお祭り気分のを意味する単語です。Festival, お祭りの形容詞で、例えば、クリスマスシーズンにクリスマスデコレーションをたくさんしている店を見つけたときに、
This shop is so festive. このお店は華やかだね、と言ったり、お祭りのような雰囲気を
festive atmosphere のように表現したりします。
例文。
I love the Christmas decorations in your office. It's so festive.
オフィスのクリスマスの飾り付けが素敵ですね。とても華やかです。
Everyone was dressed up in a yukata and it was very festive.
みんな浴衣を着ていてとても華やかでした。 The restaurant had a festive atmosphere and it was a lot of fun.
店内はお祭りのような雰囲気でとても楽しかったです。今日のフレーズを復習しましょう。
Repeat after me. Number one, think back to. When I think back to my childhood, I was a very shy kid. Try to think back to the time when you gave your first presentation. The other day, I was thinking back to the trip we took to Europe. Number two, get away with. When I lived in the US, I got away with my broken English. You don't need a car in Tokyo. You can get away with a bicycle. When I was a kid, my younger sister used to get away with everything. Number three, break out. A few hours after I used this lotion, I started breaking out. I've been under a lot of stress lately, and I started breaking out. I think you're breaking out because of a lack of sleep. Number four, doll up. She's getting dolled up for the party. My wife is getting dolled up for the event tonight. Every now and then, it's fun to doll up and go to a fancy restaurant. Number five, festive. I love the Christmas decorations in your office. It's so festive. Everyone was dressed up in a yukata and it was very festive. The restaurant had a festive atmosphere and it was a lot of fun.
今日のライブカンバセーションをもう一度流します。最初に聞き取れなかったフレーズや新しく学んだ表現が聞き取るかチェックしましょう。
Are you guys ready? Let's listen to the conversation one more time. Live conversation.
So, what is the worst advice you've ever received?
I was thinking back to middle school, and this wasn't advice exactly, but there was like a girl in my class who was not really my friend, but we were kind of almost friends. And she was like, Lizzie, you would look so cute if you wore makeup. And I was very sensitive at that time. So
as we all are.
How could you say such a thing to me? I really took it personally. I think I still have not learned how to wear makeup.
Well, me neither.
And I got away with it. Nobody said anything. And it kind of took me a while to get over that comment. Like, it took me years to think, like, you know, I don't need to wear makeup. And I can enjoy looking at my face and not think that I would look better if I knew how to do makeup. So, yes. Yeah, I think she meant it in a positive way, like you would look even cuter or something.
Yes, but her wording was not good.
Yes.
Well, I hope you don't mind me saying, I think you have lovely skin.
Oh, thank you. I remembered to put on lotion the other day.
Oh, well, it is working. Either way, you look absolutely lovely and you do not need to wear makeup, but I don't think anyone does.
You know, I agree. I really like the natural look. Yeah.
Yes. It's better for your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And even and when I break out sometimes, it's just like, I don't care. It's like, yeah. I'm nearly 30. I don't care at this point.
Right. And yeah, it's for me, it's like, I totally get that people want to, like, you know, it's like fashion. You put on cute clothes. You want to look nice. Yes. You can play around with different colors and stuff. You can hide things. That doesn't bother me for other people, but I don't feel like anyone should have to. Nobody should be pressured into it.
I agree 100%. Yes. Because, you know, sometimes I do like to doll up if I go on a date, or just mm-hmm. sometimes I just want to put on a little eyeliner and mascara. Yeah. Or during the month of October, I like to wear bright orange eyeshadow the entire month. It's like, fight me.
I do don't you?
I like doing it. I do.
That's great. That's so festive.
I love that holiday.
Awesome job today. When I think of bad advice, one that comes to mind is the common cliche that goes, good things come to those who wait. Now, before I explain why I think this is bad advice, let me start by saying that I'm a big believer in working hard and being patient. I like to think that patience and perseverance are my two strongest qualities, and I believe that everything worthwhile in life takes time. お疲れ様です。悪いアドバイスと聞いて思い浮かぶのは、いいことは待つ人に訪れるという決まり文句です。なぜこのアドバイスが悪いと思うかを説明する前に、まず私は一生懸命働き、忍耐強くあることが大切だと信じていることをお話ししましょう。忍耐力と辛抱強さは私の大きな強みであると思っていますし、人生において価値のあるものにはすべて時間がかかると信じています。With that being said, I think the saying, good things come to those who wait can be misleading, and it all depends on how we interpret it.If you are just waiting for good things to happen to you while you sit on the couch and do nothing all day, then that is just a recipe for failure. One of the first and most important lessons I had to learn the hard way as a young business owner was if you want something in life, you have to go and get it. No one is going to magically appear and give you what you want, especially when you're just starting out. You have to get out of your comfort zone, put yourself out there,and go and get what you want. Once you put in that work, then you have to be patient, and good things will eventually come to you.
とはいえ、いいことは待つ人に訪れるという言葉は誤解を招く恐れがあり、すべてはその解釈の仕方次第だと思います。もし一日中ソファに座って何もせず、いいことが起こるのをただ待っているとしたら、それは失敗のもとでしょう。私が若い経営者として苦労して学んだ最初のそして最も重要な教訓の一つは、人生で何かを望むなら自分からそれを取りに行かなければならないということです。特に起業したての頃は、誰かが魔法のように現れて欲しいものを与えてくれるわけではありません。自分にとって居心地のいい場所から抜け出して、思い切ってチャレンジし、欲しいものを自ら手に入れなければいけません。そして辛抱強く努力を続ければやがていい結果が得られると信じています。
英語好きな仲間が集うハパ英会話公式オンラインコミュニティハパバディーズでは2023年1月1日から1月31日まで新春特別キャンペーンを実施しています。キャンペーン期間中に新規でご入会いただいた方は2ヶ月間無料でハパバディーズをご利用いただけます。またハパバディーズに入会すると追加費用なしでハパ英会話の別サービス、ポッドキャストプラスもご利用いただけます。大変お得なこの機会に、ぜひハパバディーズをご体験ください。ハパバディーズは、英語学習に日々励んでいる学習者たちが英語を使って楽しく交流できる、ハパ英会話公式オンラインコミュニティです。英語は机に向かって勉強しているだけでは喋れるようにはならず、アウトプットして初めて身につくものですが、普段の生活の中では身近に英語を実際に使える環境がない人も多いと思います。そこでハパバディーズでは、会話で使えるフレーズや表現が身につく練習問題を提供するだけでなく、ネイティブ講師とのミートアップなどを通してコミュニティメンバーが英語を実践できる場所を提供しています。さらにメンバー同士が切磋琢磨しながら共に成長していけるよう、メンバー限定のチャレンジ企画や交流会なども実施しています。一人ではなかなか継続できない英語学習も仲間がいることできっと続けられると思っています。英語を学ぶ目的は人それぞれ異なりますが、何を成し遂げるにも最初の一歩が肝心です。 ハパ英会話と一緒に、そして英語を学ぶ仲間と共に、英語を実践で使う最初の一歩を踏み出してみませんか？詳細はハパ英会話のブログ、ハパ英会話 .com をチェックしてください。Come and join us! We have a lot of fun at Hapa Buddies.
You can find today's show notes on the Hapa Eikaiwa blog. The show notes include a full transcript and a detailed outline of today's episode. 今日のエピソードの詳細は Hapa Eikaiwa のブログに掲載されています。会話の全文、今日のフレーズと要約、またポッドキャストでは説明できなかった表現や言い回しを英語と日本語でまとめていますので、ぜひご覧ください。If you have any comments or feedbacks, feel free to leave a message on my blog. ご意見やご感想などがございましたら、ハパ英会話のブログにぜひコメントを寄せください。ハパ英会話は、Facebook、Twitter、Insta、YouTube でほぼ毎日会話に役立つ英語のワンポイントレッスンをお届けしています。また毎朝午前6時に無料のメルマガを配信していますので、まだ登録されていない方はぜひご登録ください。
Thanks for listening today. You guys have an awesome day and I will catch you again next week. Take it easy. Peace.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.